Here's Tom Ezern with this week's Plainsfolk essay.
Let me tell you about a visit I made to the Library of Congress the first week of January. Specifically to the library's American Folklife Center, I was following the trail of a prairie balladeer named Myra Hall. Myra was of strong Yankee stock, pilgrim stock, they liked to say, born the daughter of Lewis and Eliza Hall in 1878. They had come to Butler County, Kansas, by way of Ohio, and settled along 8 Mile Creek on the Diamond School Road. Hers was a singing family, comprising farmers, teachers, preachers, and you guessed it, singing cowboys. One of her uncles taught a singing school, that is, he taught evangelical church folk to sing revival songs. Myra never married. She was active when young in the rural community around Douglas. In 1903, she attended a normal institute in Hutchinson and commenced teaching in country schools. She worked her way up to a job at Reno County High School in Nickerson, living since her father died in 1902 with her mother, Eliza. Thence to the University of Kansas for more study. I find Myra and her mother in a Lawrence City directory in 1919. From there, she diverted to complete a teacher's degree at the State Normal in Emporia. Thence back to Lawrence, there eventually to complete a master's degree and settle in teaching English at KU. Living a quiet life. But she also had a secret life as a collector and compiler of prairie folk song, especially cowboy ballads. Suddenly, in 1939, she appears in the Kansas City Press addressing the Women's Dining Club on the subject, explaining she had commenced her ballad collection 10 years earlier and now had more than 120 of them. None of them were culled from earlier collectors. All came from the singing and personal knowledge of her family and neighbors back home. Somehow, at KU, she had found her childhood musical traditions validated and had absorbed the ethos of ballad collecting. She told her listeners, "I have observed the tradition of folk song collectors in researching songs exactly as they were sung, being careful not to yield to the temptation to improve the text or to synthesize the variants." As so often, the pioneering folk song collector of the Great Plains, John Lomax, had done. Meanwhile, John's son, Alan Lomax, had become a key figure in the founding and development of the Folklife Center in Washington. In 1937, Myra went there for research. While she was there, Lomax took her into the Coolidge Auditorium to record the songs she knew, dozens of them. "I spent a day at the center with earphones on, listening, conscious of the archivists around me as I sang along, quietly, learning Myra's tunes and styles." What a deep debt we owe Myra Hall, this Emily Dickinson of cowboy balladry. Let me mention one of her tunes, Night Herding Song, a fairly well-known ballad, but known mostly on the Northern Plains, Montana, Dakota. As Myra sings her Kansas version, voice untrained but pitch perfect, in the key of D, its timbre conveys empathy and love. This is her music. "Oh, slow up, doggies, quit moving around. You've wandered and trampled all over the ground. Oh, graze along, doggies, and feed kind of slow. And don't forever be on the go. Oh, move slow, doggies, move slow." And then her refrain, sung first boldly, then in faint echo. "Hi-yo, hi-yo." Kayo, kayo.
Tom? Tom Ezern is a distinguished professor of history at NDSU. You can find his Plainsfolk essays and all of our podcasts at prairiepublic.org.